I'll start today with a little test. The question, how many people did Jesus rise from the dead while he was walking around the world? What do you think? Put it out there. Three, all of them. The answer is three. Three people. Now, you know one of the names, just shout out that one. One of the names, we know the name. Lazarus, of course. How about the other two? It's kind of a trick question. There's no name. We don't know their names. We know, like one was today, we listened to that. The widow's son. We don't know the mother or the son. And the other was the little girl, the daughter of Jairus. We don't know his daughter either. Now, what's really interesting here is the fact that Jesus, yeah, he can rise the dead, which now can happen after he died and rose. I was really curious this last night and this morning to just think how around the whole world that these, especially three stories and Jesus himself, we can read them in International Falls in 2017 in the gospel through different languages throughout history. And imagine today if Jesus was there and he rose somebody from the dead. Can you imagine what our media would do on that? I mean, instantly, everybody would know, right? Anybody would know that. The question would be, would people believe if, you know, hypothetically, if Jesus showed up today, went to a funeral, and said, "Son, rise." And they opened the coffin and he stood up. Would people believe that? Right? Jesus and God is in charge and has the power for every person. And our belief should be more than the rising of the dead from Lazarus and the son today, even how powerful it was. Or the daughter of Jairus, because they did pass away again, right? That he was showing and he gave this little glimpse of his power and his providence, and then they died again, because he opened the gates for heaven. It's not just here on earth, it's forever. We keep growing with our Lord to know what he is in charge. And also, I mean, how he said he had the empathy of the mother. I mean, just being there, do not weep. And these images, and it just echoes through all of history that this happened. So continue to pray and thank God and just discern in our own lives the many gifts he gives us in the good times or the bad, to always be with us, to walk with us.